Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Baseball Card Central podcast, episode one, February 28th, Wednesday, Topps Heritage Day. Everybody's excited. Officially came out today. I've seen a couple people cheating. There's some up on eBay yesterday and the day before. They all claim they got them from retail. Well, I don't know about all that, but there are a lot of variations out there. You got the action variations. Ohtani is the star of that. Shohei Ohtani. Everybody's looking for that. I've seen those up for sale. You can get those in hobby only, I believe. And the autographs, hobby or retail. Some of the other variations, you got the throwback jerseys where they wear the old jerseys and you got the picture. Different than the base card, so that'd be like the old, I think Altuve was one of them. Some of them are harder to spot, like the team name color change would be white instead of yellow. I guess if you're flipping through the pack, it would jump out at you. But also at the bottom, instead of the team name, some of them have nicknames, so gotta look for that. And for the All-Star Rookie Cups, some of them have 1969 instead of 2017 on them. So you got to have a keen eye. I did not get any of those. My daughter and I opened up three hobby boxes and about seven blasters today. I'll tell you what we got a little bit later. If you look at the front of the card and you can't tell if you got a variation or not, one easy way to tell with a lot of Topps products, flip the card over. There's a tiny little code on the back. I need a magnifying glass for Heritage. I can do the regular Topps, but not Heritage. I gotta look close. But I'll give you the numbers real quick. The base cards will end in 65. Short prints 401 to 500 or end in 85. The traded would bend in 99. Player name color errors are in 98. Throwbacks are 00. Action images are 01. Team color swaps 02. Rookie card cup year error is 03 and nickname 04. And I got this off of cardboardconnection.com, so thank you for that information. I'll sort through mine tonight with the magnifying glass. So, some of the other cards you can get in there, minis, which are numbered out of 100. My daughter pulled two of them. I pulled none. So, she got Domingo Santana and Luis Severino, numbered out of 100. And one was out of base. Yeah, out of the target box. So, you'll have your normal chrome parallels, and I believe they're doing the hot boxes this year, where one box per case will have one chrome card per pack. So look out for those. As far as chromes, my daughter also pulled a black refractor, Reese Hoskins and Nick Williams rookie stars, numbered out of 67 out of 69. So she pulled all the good stuff. I actually pulled a Real Ones autograph out of retail of Dick Hughes, Cardinals pitcher. I looked him up. Only pitched for two or three years and hurt his shoulder, and that was it. But it's a cool-looking card, and I'm glad I pulled it. Let's see. They've also got cut signatures, the buybacks. Reggie Jackson's the big one in that one. And Clubhouse Collections Relics, which are an old favorite. I got Michael Conforto, Anthony Rizzo, and Addison Russell Gold out of 99. The Conforto's got a little Met stripe, so that's kind of cool. No autographs other than that Dick Hughes. Also, Seattle Pilots autographs are in here. From what I read, I didn't dig too deep into it, but there's some conflicting information that not all those were actually pilots. None of them probably were actual pilots, But Seattle Pilots, I don't know. They're still cool. I saw some pictures of them, and they look pretty neat. But anyways, coin and postage stamp relics. We've all seen those if we've been around for this. And let's see. Box loaders. So what did we get? I got one ad panel. Who's the cards on the front? Matt Moore, Billy Hamilton, and Ender Inciarte. And then a Ahmed Rosario highlight on the back of the ad panel. We also got two of the old buybacks, the original 1969. I'm shuffling through to try and find them. So we got Jack Billingham from the Expos and John Donaldson from the Athletics. So pretty cool there. Let's see. Inserts. Transigram. All right. These are little yellow cards. They're not hand cut, but originally they were hand cut. They were on the back of action figure boxes, and you would cut them out and save them as a card. And they're grading them now. I see them like that. I'm sure you can probably find a whole action figure for a ridiculous price, but they're really neat. They're exclusive to Target, from what I hear. Looking at the Machado right now. Pretty neat cards. There's nothing really on the back except a card number and the details on the bottom, the copyright stuff. So we got Bazooka All-Time Greats. We also pulled one of those. They're 1 in 600 retail packs, so that was a pretty good pull. It was Miguel Cabrera, and it's like, I don't know what you would call it, like monochrome or something. I don't know. It's gold-colored picture. Looks old. And it's a mini, about tobacco card size. I think those are retail only. The decals, I don't know much about, so I won't talk about. They're Walmart only. We'll try and get those Friday. We'll try Walmart out and see what they've got. And then we got the Decal Edge, which I've never really, I don't know. A Decal Edge, from what I looked up, is when in the paper making process, in the old days, probably not now so much, maybe it is now, but you've got a big vat and you've got all the paper pulp and it's sitting in like a screen frame, and you pick that up and it leaves an edge. It looks like craft scissors. It's a craft scissor edge card, and they're black and white, and they've got a blue fake signature on the front, facsimile, I guess maybe they'd call it that. Pretty cool. Neat cards. The photography's cool on them. I'm shuffling through cards. You can hear that. I'm trying to see if there's anything I missed in here. Oh, I gave the Benintendi refractor to my daughter, of course. She collects Benintendi, Alex Bregman, and Trey Turner. Those are her people. So she gets all those. She claims them. It doesn't matter what they are. They're hers. Alright, so eBay prices. I haven't had a chance to look much today. I looked last night. Today was a crazy day. But I saw the Ohtani photo variation short prints are going for about $220 to $250. The first one sold for $190, so I don't know what went on there, but they're selling strong. I saw that some of the base ones, or no, the base autographs, didn't see the actual price. They were best offer accepted, I think, but for over $1,000, $1,500 maybe. Francisco Mejia, red ink, that was $190 I saw sold up there. $80 for a Mancini base blue real one auto. $100 for Al Kaline autograph. And then we had Seattle Pilots Buzz Stevens sold for $40. People were paying $7 for the base Judge cards. That should go down, I would assume. I should probably list some of those tonight. Cody Bellinger checklist also sold for $3 plus shipping. So that's nice. And boxes are $115 shipped. Case about $1,225 for a case still. So, but Ohtani, that's the big chase here. So far in spring training, he pitched 1 1/3, struck out 2, and gave up a home run. He came up to bat. He batted 2 games, 1 for 1 with 2 walks in 1 game, and I think he went 0 for 3 in the other game. Small sample size, but mania is still strong for him, and suspect that it will stay that way. I hope he goes, wins a silver slugger as a hitter and a pitcher. I don't know. Topps Now cards has sold, the pitching debut card sold 11,384 copies. They sold over 17,000 of the one when he signed with the Angels, but still huge numbers. I mean, it's got to be up there with the most sold in Topps Now. So it looks like he'll be in everything this year, every release. He might miss a few of the early ones, but the box prices, case prices going up, staying up, and glad I bought in a little early on some of the things. I only buy a few boxes. I'm not a case breaker, but but yeah, the prices are up, and that's good. That's good for everybody, I think. The industry summit, Beckett's industry summit specifically, was earlier this week. Saw some cool stuff on Twitter. The Fat Packs podcast guys had some great interviews. Sparty Hawk Cash, Buck City Breaks, they've all been showing off on Twitter. I think it's over now, but they've been showing off all week. Some cool stuff. Definitely jealous. Topps Industry Summit was also looked pretty good. They had Hunter Green there signing some Bowman cards. His first Bowman signatures, as far as I know. Paul Goldschmidt was there signing autographs and taking pictures with people. And it looked pretty cool. I was definitely jealous. Like to try and go next year. So, last week was pretty cool. I was on a little road trip, and I got to break some Bowman's Best, which I haven't had a chance to do, and it was from last year. This was at Middle Georgia Sports Cards in Warner Robins, Georgia. They're about the only card shop around, the only one I've seen anywhere close. Got some cool stuff. Ronald Acuna refractor, Royce Lewis refractor auto, and a Kevin Maytan green refractor autograph numbered out of 99. That was pretty cool. The atomic refractors, those are like kind of, I don't know how you describe them. They got a bunch of different facets. They're flat, but 3D looking. I got a Nick Senzel 1997 Best Cuts, which is like a reprint of their old 97 cards, Best Cut insert. What else? Corey Seager and Kyle Wright were the other two atomics. I also got a Kyle Wright green numbered to 99. So it was fun. Good mix. Rookies, stars, everybody. Kind of wish I would have opened one more box, because I think I would have got a monster, but I'm happy with what I got. So Charlie at Middle Georgia Sports Cards is the man. He's very knowledgeable, knows about his baseball. So if you're anywhere near the area, Warner Robins, Central Georgia, somewhere in there, make a trip, make a special trip to go see it. He's got a lot of stuff. I mean, singles and boxes of everything new. Also opened up a box of archives, signature series, just the one card. I got a Ryan Healy autograph rookie, so that was okay, I guess. That'll work. Topps Now. This is something that I've been kind of thinking about. Maybe I'll join in. I don't know. Maybe they're junk. It seems like they're holding strong, and people are really excited about them. It might be the way of the future. So I tried them out. I ordered the Troy Tulowitzki pitching pose card for the other day. It's $10 shipped. I just want to see what it looks like in person. And it's a cool card. It was pretty funny if you saw the video of him posing as a pitcher. And the photographer had no idea that he was not a pitcher. So this year in spring training, so far the cards they've got are Eric Hosmer and Yu Darvish when they signed with their respective teams, Padres and the Cubs. These are only open for 24 hours to buy. So after that, you have to go secondary market, eBay, wherever. I don't know, wherever you buy your cards. Then the Troy Tulowitzki, I got that one coming. There was a Stroman Douglas High School benefit card. And Ohtani, of course, pitching and hitting debuts. That's in addition to the one they put out when he signed with the Angels. That was a little before spring training. So I also got Russell Wilson. He was at Yankees spring training hitting home runs and signing cards. And so they've got him and J.D. Martinez signing with the Red Sox. And then they have the spring training team sets. They're road to opening day. They also have autographed versions. I think the Angels are about $400 for the autographed version. You either get Ohtani or Trout. Don't know if you get to pick or if it just comes in the mail. Maybe someone can let me know. Right. Upcoming releases. Next 2 weeks or so, this is what we got coming out. TriStar, not cards. TriStar Autographed Baseball Platinum Edition. It's one autographed baseball per box. And it comes out March 7th. It's about $110 where I'm seeing per box. It's got Hall of Famers, current stars, 24-karat gold balls. They're actual gold. I don't know if they're actual like gold-coated or what the deal is. But I saw a picture of them, and they're gold-colored. And these My Idol balls, they're signed by the player, and then they list their heroes. So Alex Rodriguez were mom, and Jose Canseco or Marion Jones, or I don't know. I can't read it. There's also a chase ball, the one ball signed by Babe Ruth and Joe Louis. It looks pretty rough, but still valuable. It's pretty cool looking. I mean, never going to see that anywhere else. So we got 2018 Panini Donruss. Comes out also March 7th. That's going to be hobby boxes, 24 packs, 8 cards per pack, about $70 or so per box. They're advertising 3 autos or relics per box on average. 4 inserts, 5 base parallels, and 1 variation parallel. They get very specific on their sell sheet about this stuff. I don't understand. I don't know. You're going to get a lot of stuff. 60 retro 1984 Diamond Kings rated rookie or variations. So 60 of also those cards. Maybe in addition to the 4 inserts, 5 parallels, and 1 variation parallel. I don't know. The sell sheet that I saw has Cal Ripken, Cody Bellinger, and Rhys Hoskins autographs on their stickers, it looked like. So, I'm a blaster, but I probably won't go for the whole hobby box. Nothing against them, it's just, it's hard to look at them without the logos sometimes. Topps opening day. Kids are excited. I told my daughter about this one today. She's excited. She's my new card collecting buddy. That's why I guess I'm talking about it so much. She's so excited about it. She's more excited than me. So that's pretty hard to do, to be more excited than me about cards. So I'm happy. I'm going to buy her a box or 5 of opening day. It's pretty cheap. 36 packs, 7 cards a pack. And they're 25 to 28, somewhere in there, dollars per box. same price. They say hobby boxes and retail boxes. I don't know if there's any difference. It's not one of those hit products, they say, where you're looking for autographs and stuff. You may get one, but chances are you're definitely not. It's more kid-centered. They've got stickers, mascot cards, these team traditions and celebrations, like the Nationals have the racing presidents out there, and so they've got cards with those pictures of them. And then they have dirt from the field relics, which is pretty cool. I would actually like one of those jerseys and autos, sticker autos, the same lower end stuff, but still cool. And if a kid pulls it, that's awesome. They're going to be through the roof. So then we've got 2018 Panini Stars and Stripes coming out March 14th. That's five packs per box. 8 cards, $70 or so, somewhere in that range per box. It's gonna be a 100 card base set. These are current USA baseball players and alumni. Each box will have 30 base cards, 5 base parallels, and either 5 autograph or relics. So they could be either. On-card signatures, alumni signatures, Frank Thomas, Alex Rodriguez, Roger Clemens, buddies there, A-Rod and Roger Clemens, Larkin, and they get jersey cards with huge patches, big chunks of jersey, and huge pieces of bat. They look like it anyways. They look like they take up the whole card. I'd buy one of those. So I think I'm in on Stars and Stripes. Panini doesn't always get me, but this one looks pretty cool and a fun little break. So thank you for listening. Visit me online. It's baseballcardcentral.org. I'm going to try and have a box break up today from, well, multiple box break. I don't know if it's going to happen. It's been a long day already. We'll see how long it takes me to get it written out and take pictures and all that. So, anyways, if not today, it'll be there tomorrow. We're going to do more baseball stories. I've got some in the works. I'm just kind of trying to take it slow. I don't have a whole lot of people running through the website right now, so I want to save some bullets for when a few more people are reading. Gonna work on a weekly hobby newsletter where I'll give you a bunch of links and stories and just kind of a recap of what's going on in the hobby from all different places, so you don't have to go to 50 different websites and find out, you know, you can just go to one place and I'll have some cool stuff for you to read. And let's see, Twitter, I'm new to it. Just started, I think, a week or two ago. I am at Baseball Card C-E-N. Sen. I couldn't get Central. So that's Baseball Card Sen. C-E-N. And thinking about doing Instagram. I don't know. Weigh in if I get some feedback, maybe, on if that's a good thing or a bad thing. If you're on Instagram, let me know. Let me know if I need to have it or not. If not, I won't hurt my feelings. All right, so let me know what you want me to do on the podcast, what you want to see on the website, anything. Any feedback is good. Thanks for listening. See you next week.